Hello?
Hello?
Hello, good afternoon. We are conducting a short survey about some issues that your community and the nation are facing, and we would like to include your opinion. So, are you ready to take the survey?
And you said this is about what? About, is it about the city I live in, or?
Well, the survey is mainly about the upcoming general elections in November and politics. So, that's...
Okay.
Okay. One second, please. And thanks for accepting.
Mm-hmm.
So, your participation is voluntary, but important to the success of this research and the efforts of local community-based organizations working on community issues. So let's see. First of all, what is your zip code?
48093.
Thank you. What is the year of your birth?
91.
Thank you. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
I don't recall. I'm sorry, I don't recall who I voted for.
Okay. Were you eligible to vote at that time? I mean, were you...
Yes, I was.
...registered? But you don't remember.
Did you say president or attorney general?
President. General election for president.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. It sounded like you said attorney general. That's all I got. I could call it. I voted for there. I voted for Biden.
Biden, okay. Joe Biden, Democrat. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No, I'm not.
Okay. What is your race? White, black, or African American, American Indian, or Alaska Native,
black,
Asian, black. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I am registered.
Okay. As you may know, there will be elections for offices like the President and U.S. Congress this November. How likely are you to vote in the November 2024 election? Will you definitely
vote? Very likely.
Vote? Mm-hmm. Okay, definitely vote. How do you plan on voting the upcoming 2024 general election? I mean, voting in person or before election day, voting in person on election day, or voting by mail?
I am contemplating either absentee or in person.
Okay. Or in person. In case, for example, it would be in person, would you vote on, you know, before election day or on election day?
Probably before.
But you're not sure, you know, between voting in person and voting by mail.
Correct.
Okay. Okay, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel the black community has to make changes on issues that are important to you? please rate the amount of power you feel the black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that black community has a lot of power, 5 means neutral, and 0 means the black community has no power at all. So on a scale, if you have to rate it, what number would you pick?
Five.
So that's some power. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for president, Congress, state, and local offices on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote this year.
10.
And 10 means... Okay. Thank you. I'd like you to rate how you feel about some people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 5 means that you feel neither warm nor cold, you know, neutral, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. So you can select any number between, you know, that scale, on it, including that scale. So the first person is Donald Trump. On a scale, how
two.
Would you rate it? 2. Okay. 2. Kamala Harris.
3.
Mark Kelly.
Sorry, say that name again.
Mark Kelly.
And you said 5 is neither, like...
5 is yeah, it's neutral. Correct, it's neither.
Yeah, neutral for that person. I don't know who that person is.
Oh, you can even select that option. I mean, if you never heard of this person, so you can say that, so. So never heard of. Barack Obama.
You said Barack Obama?
Yep. Barack Obama.
Four.
Josh Shapiro.
One.
Joe Biden? Mm-hmm.
1.
Okay. Tim Walz.
Don't know who that is.
Okay. Never heard of this person.
Correct.
J.D. Ben.
5. I don't have any. I'd say neutral for that one.
Okay, neutral. And finally, Gretchen Whitmer.
Oh, I like her, so the one that's warm.
Okay, so I'm sorry, how would you rate it?
Did you say 0 was, or 1 was,
0.
Cold?
Yeah, 0 is, you know, very cold and unfavorable, 5 is neutral, and 10 is very warm and favorable.
Oh, 8.
8. Perfect. So, let's move on to the next one. On a scale of 0 to 10 in the past month, please rate how worried you have been about each of the following. So use a 10 if you have been very, very worried, a 5 if you have been somewhat worried, and a 0 if you have not been worried at all. So you may use any number between 0 and 10. So the first change is racial profiling amongst police.
Sorry, repeat that one more time.
Mm-hmm. Racial profiling among police.
Racial profiling, is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 8. Worried.
8.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Passing, the next thing is passing federal legislation to protect voting rights.
8.
The conflict in Palestine.
You said the conflict in what again?
Palestine.
Oh. 6.
6. Abortion access for women in this country becoming more restricted.
Six.
The availability of resources for K-12 education.
Sorry, repeat that one more time.
The availability of resources for, you know, kinder to 12th education.
Four.
The affordability of housing.
10.
Election and voter fraud in the 2024 election.
1 or 0, actually.
Okay. The crime rate in my community.
9.
Fighting discrimination and systemic racism.
10.
Inflation and the rising cost of goods and necessities.
10.
The protection of Social Security or Medicare.
5.
Lack of dependable transportation system.
5.
Okay. Voter suppression in the 2024 election that makes it harder for certain people to vote.
6.
Okay. And finally, the banning of black history.
You said the banning of black history?
The banning, yeah.
7.
Okay, thank you. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? The Democrat,
yes.
Kamala Harris, that first one?
What were you
going to
say,
Kamala
or Trump?
Yeah, Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, third party candidates, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., other independent third party. Yeah.
I have not decided this yet.
If you have to, let's say if you have to select any of them, for whom would you lean toward?
Probably towards more Democrats.
More for Democrats. Kamala.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so is that more of a, is that vote would be more of a vote for Kamala Harris or against Donald Trump?
I guess Donald Trump.
Again. Okay. As of today, Vice President Harris is still not the official nominee for the Democratic Party, but it is assumed she will be during the Democrat National Convention. If Vice President Harris fully secures the nomination as a Democratic candidate for President of the United States, would that make you much more motivated to vote, somewhat more motivated, make no difference, somewhat less motivated to vote, or much less motivated?
Makes no difference.
Okay. Thank you. Compared to last month, are your feelings about the Democratic Party much more favorable, somewhat more favorable, make no difference, somewhat less favorable, or much less favorable?
Less favorable.
More favorable, is it?
Less favorable.
Less. Okay. Somewhat less or much much less?
Somewhat less.
Okay. Thank you. Do you trust Kamala Harris as president to act in the best interest of people like you by a lot? Some little, or not at all? By a lot, little, not at all. Not at all, you said?
I'll go with little.
A little trust.
Correct.
When it comes to pushing for criminal justice reform as president, do you trust Kamala Harris to act in the best interest of people like you by a lot? Some, little, or not at all?
Little.
For each of the following traits, I'd like you to let me, if you think it really describes Vice President Harris, somewhat describes her, only describes a bit, or really does not describe her. So the first trait, it says, governs with kindness and compassion. Really describes, somewhat describes a bit, or really does not describe.
Is there an answer where I can say I don't know, because I don't really truly know her character to answer that question.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you don't know.
Correct, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. The second trait is represents the black community.
You're asking, does she represent the black community?
Well, the question is, I mean, if for each of the, for this trait, I'd like you to let me know if you think it really describes, I mean, like currently.
Oh, no.
You know, vice president. So, okay. So, not really, not described.
Correct.
Is progressive.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. So you don't know. Okay. Fights for people of color.
Don't know.
Early trailblazer in LGBTQ policy?
Don't know.
Don't know. Is a political insider?
Don't know.
And finally, locked up people that should not have been.
That's her.
That's her.
Mm-hmm.
So it really describes. Correct.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Okay, so this next part, and thank you, by the way. I'd like to tell you more about Vice President Kamala Harris, and for each of the following traits, I'd like you to let me know if you think it makes you much favorable of Vice President Harris, somewhat more favorable, somewhat less, or much less favorable, or no difference. So Kamala has constantly been rated the most progressive member of the Senate for her voting record ahead of Senators Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. So it makes you much more favorable, somewhat more, somewhat less, or much less.
Is there a makes no difference?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no difference. Okay, so the second is Kamala is literally a child of protest and activism. Her parents were both activists that met in a black study group at UC Berkeley, known as the Afro American Association. So much more favorable, somewhat more, somewhat less. Or much less.
Less.
Less. Somewhat or much?
Somewhat.
Perfect. Kamala is an absolute trailblazer, the first African American woman elected as district attorney for San Francisco, Attorney General or California. The first African American to represent California in the Senate, and how she and now she is the first African American woman to be nominated for vice president by a major political party. Much more favorable, somewhat more, somewhat less, or much less.
Actually, makes no difference.
Okay.
inside. How many more questions do you have? Are you at the end?
We are about to finish. There are a few more questions, but if you want, I can even. I mean, this is the section in which we have more information. But if you want, I can skip this part and you know, continue with the shortest questions.
You can go with the shortest questions.
Okay. Perfect. So let's get this part. And again, well, just to make sure, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for President of Congress, state, and local offices on a scale of 0 to 10, your level of motivation. You know, where 0 means not at all, and 10, extremely motivated.
Just to reiterate, this is just to strictly vote, or you're saying voting for somebody specifically? It almost sounds like you said a name.
No, it's only your motivation. About your motivation.
Oh, 10. Motivated.
Okay, once again, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, you know what? Just one second, because I have a... would you mind if, you know, we get back at this part that we have skipped, because I've been one of my supervisors mentioned that we can't skip that part. So if you don't mind, let's get back again. So there were only two statements that we have skipped. So this is one of them. As California Attorney General Kamala refused to defend California's Proposition 8 that banned same-sex marriage and fought to bring it to the Supreme Court to win marriage equality nationwide. So again, that makes you much more favorable, somewhat more, somewhat less, or much less.
Actually makes no difference.
No difference. And finally, Kamala created Open Justice and online platform to make abuses of power and deaths at the hands of police officers available to the public to improve police accountability. So it makes you much more favorable, somewhat more, somewhat less, or much less.
More favorable.
Somewhat or much more?
Much more.
Okay, thank you. So now we can continue with the... So this part, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel? Again, you know, the black community has to make changes on issues that are important to you. Please rate the amount of power you feel the black community has on a scale of 0 to 10. You know, 0 means no power at all, 5 some power, and 10 a lot of power.
7.
I know, if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat, Kamala Harris, Republican, Donald Trump, third-party candidate, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or other independent third party?
Democrat.
Kamala Harris. Thank you. Right now we are in 85%, so no worries. We're about to finish. Is that more of a vote for Kamala Harris or against Donald Trump?
Against.
Against. Thank you. Do you trust Kamala Harris as president to act in the best interest of people like you by a lot, some, little, or not at all?
A little.
Thank you. When it comes to pushing for criminal justice reforms as president, do you trust Kamala Harris to act in the best interest of people like you by a lot, some, little, or not all?
Little
trust. Okay. Which of the following would you say are your main sources for news? So select up to three. So local TV news, local radio, MCNBC, Fox News, local newspaper, family and friends, national newspaper, network news, ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, or even other.
Instagram, CNN.
Mm-hmm.